He has to make at least 200,000 a year.
Are you on drugs?
No.
Are you on drugs?
Has there ever been a guy you wanted that you weren't able to get?
Fuck no.
So why do women complain about men when women are the ones choosing the shitty men?
So I'm gonna put it like this. Men will date you, correct, but then when you're fucking uncomfortable, that's when they show they're not shit. And then that's when it comes on to the woman's part of leaving the motherfucker, because if they're not shit, then you need to fucking leave them.
If women are smarter than men, If women are smarter than men, why do they keep believing men's lies and opening up their legs?
Because it's called manipulation. It's not opening up their legs. If I'm hearing something from man and I'm like, okay, why would you lie to me in the first place? If you're a liar, why are you doing that? It doesn't fall onto the woman, it falls onto the man, because what are you lying for?
Flashback.
Would you prefer a man who's completely honest or a man who tells you what you want to hear?
Completely honest.
Completely honest.
So what if a man came up to you and said, I think you're really attractive. If I took you out and spent money on you and made you laugh and feel special, would you be open to hooking up with me and potentially something more?
Fuck no.
My point exactly.
What's up with all these women having filthy fucking mouths?
What's your body count? Body count doesn't matter. What's your body? Oh my god. Okay, I'll answer for you since you're gonna not answer. It's 73.
That's fucking rude. And very presumptuous of you.
Women always play both sides of the fence. Thought body count didn't matter, ladies. Come on.
So what does that have to do with women building and moving in?
What do you mean? My mom built everything by herself. She never accepted money from nobody. She never even accepted child support from my
father. But ask yourself
a
question. Who did she build it up for?
She built it up for us children.
But not a man, is my point.
No, why would she have to build it up for a man? The man should have it himself.
Do you not see the point I'm trying to make here? That when women make excess resources, they don't share with men. But when men make excess resources, they share with women. Men make money, right? And become successful so that they can have a family dependent upon them. Women, on the other hand, make money, become successful so they can be independent of men. There's a difference.
She's all looking down like she got schooled at the end. Hey, watch out for these ladies, fellas. They're out for only one person. That's themselves.
Women don't feel like they need men in the most physical sense, perhaps naturally.
It's very interesting. Women don't feel like they need men in a physical sense because life is soft. And it's bullshit because you still need men by proxy, one. And two, the second life gets difficult, you very quickly learn how much you need men. But women will go, I'm an independent, I don't need no man because I have an OnlyFans and men be my OnlyFans. And if anyone comes up to me, I'll call a male police officer. I don't need men. Shut up. Of course you do. Mm. You just named your whole life is based on fucking men. The road you're driving on was paved by a man. The house you're living in was built by a man. The car you're driving was designed by a man. Your whole life depends on men. And the second anything bad were to happen to you, the second you were physically threatened, or times were to get hard, or war were to start, or famine, or riots, the first thing you do is find a big strong man, shit yourself, and throw the feminism out the window. Feminism goes out the fucking window the second that the snow needs shoveling, or there's a fucking broken down car, or the tire needs changing. Then all that crap vanishes. It's garbage.
It's insane that there's an abundance of women that have this completely delusional idea that they don't need no man. And they could just go through the whole world, and if all men vanished right now, that'd just be it. They'd do perfectly fine. They can't think past baseline logic. If you tell them, well, how would you keep the electricity going? They're like, oh, I never thought of that. What about clean water? Oh, I don't know. I never thought of that. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Feminism is really, really, really complicated, and it's really nuanced, and it's really messy.
Most feminists can't understand feminism.
And you can't talk about gender without talking about race and class and the gender binary and ableism and sex work and capitalism and colonialism. You just cannot talk about one of those things without talking about the rest of them.
Absolute waffling nonsense from people who still don't know what they're talking about.
This is what you're getting out of college these days. A whole bunch of people that can name off all these ridiculous titles. And they go around thinking that they're actually relevant and smart people. It's a bad situation. Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
Yeah. See this? We want this. We love
okay.
this. We need this.
Cool.
But this. Okay. Yeah, we don't need this.
Oh, wow.
As a member of the African-American community, we would like to humbly decline your offer. since you don't want your own race, maybe the Hispanics will take you instead. So sorry, you have been declined.
Thank you for the referral on that, but the Hispanic community, we're going to have to pass on.
Oh, shit!
The Asians, though.
As a representative of the Asian community, after careful consideration, unfortunately, we cannot take her. She will also be banned from ever taking out Chinese again. Though, we will offer her up to the Indians.
After a not-so-thorough examination and as a member of the Indian community, we would also like to humbly deny this offer. Maybe the Egyptians would be interested.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but there's no way. Gotta pass this one back to the white boys.
And I can speak for the white boys and say we wouldn't have took her in the first place.
You sure about that? You sure about that? You sure about that?
Please, what the fuck is wrong with you? You are a fucking cheater, dog.
Okay, whatever. Like, you haven't.
I know. I never fucking cheated on you. No, bro. No. That's fucked up.
Oh my, you're fucked up.
You fucked another guy.
You fucked up with me. You broke up with me. You keep breaking up with me.
You fucked another guy, bro.
Oh my god, bro. You broke
There's
up
multiple.
You will never need another lover. Woo. Cause you a MILF and I'm a motherfucker.
You can't take women from two different societies and compare.
Look at the divorce rate.
That's not our fault. Who's supposed to lead the household?
You're the
men.
Ones that initiate the divorces.
Okay. Why do y'all not lead us to be better than and not divorce?
You don't listen. You're not even listening right now.
I'm listening. I believe what I'm saying.
Well, then if you're going to listen, start with shutting up. Okay. When you date a Japanese girl and she loves you, you know the most common thing she says? She says, if you're happy, I'm happy.
Seriously, do you see how she mocked it? That was true femininity, but yeah. American women think that that's just some kind of a joke or that it's a caricature.
And you said that women in Japan, like, those are the only true princesses that you've seen.
You don't act like a princess.
How? You've seen me for, like, what?
You act like a Dairy Queen.
Well, just like that crying lady, we've made it to the end. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Please sub if you can. See you next time.